one of those dark, grim days early in World War II, President Roosevelt wrote a letter to a man he thought he didn't know. Whatever man would be elected President of the United States in 1956. Roosevelt had a favor to ask of his unknown successor, and many years later, President Dwight Eisenhower was more than willing to grant that request. When President Roosevelt wrote that letter, Colin Kelly III was only a small child, but the president wanted to be sure he got a chance to go to West Point when the time came. If you remember those awful days after Pearl Harbor, you remember the name of Colin Kelly Jr., the father of that little boy. He was Captain Colin Kelly, U.S. Army, stationed at Clark Field in the Philippines. 2 days after Pearl Harbor, young Captain Kelly got his first big assignment. We believed there was an enemy aircraft carrier off the coast of Luzon, and Kelly's job was to go out, find it, and bomb it. Kelly took off from Clark Field and soon spotted not a carrier, but a heavy cruiser. 3 bombs fell, and one of them was a direct hit. With the enemy ship shrouded in heavy smoke, Kelly turned his B-17 homeward. He was almost there when enemy planes attacked his bomber. 1 crew member was killed, and Kelly ordered the other 6 to bail out. He chose to stay with his crippled plane and try to land it. In those days, America desperately needed every plane it had. Suddenly, the bomber exploded in a bright orange ball of fire. Captain Kelly perished with his plane and became the first air hero of World War II. And by doing so, he reminded a stunned and dazed nation that it had a secret weapon our enemies have never learned to reckon with, the courage of free men fighting for their freedoms. Thanks to men like Colin Kelly, we got up from our knees and won the ultimate victory. And what of Colin Kelly III? President Eisenhower offered him a West Point appointment, but he preferred to get it on his own, and he did, graduating in 1963. We can be grateful and proud that America still has its Colin Kellys. If the rest of the world could only understand why we are a nation of Colin Kellys, perhaps there could be lasting peace.